Hey friends, and welcome to another episode of the Soul CEO podcast. This is episode 47 and continuing a series of micro celebrity blunders. The things that you should not do, or that I cannot believe the mistakes that people are making when they're trying to build a brand online. My name is Rachel Picark, and here at Soul CEO, we are passionate about helping network marketers and entrepreneurs build a profitable business without losing their family, their friends, or most importantly, their soul. And this podcast is free. It costs nothing. There's no ads or sponsorship. And because of that, we require or rely on the goodness of our listeners to share and to tag us on social media, to spread the good news of this great podcast. And I really appreciate it. Anytime that you guys interact, leave a 5-star rating or review, it really does so much for us. So please do so, continuing on and sharing. Just so thankful for you. I want to highlight one of our listeners, Cassie Covey. And Cassie says, 5 stars, grateful for you. Cassie writes, thank you for constantly pouring into people and helping build them up. You help people dig deep and find the spark within themselves to be who they were meant to be. You show people how to let go of their ego and to be themselves, whether it's spiritually, financially, or mentally. Thank you for being you and all you do. Well, thank you so much, Cassie, for listening. Love you to pieces. And for all of you guys who are brand new to the podcast, if you'd love for me to train your team, you can go to the show notes and email me at asksoulceo@gmail.com. I do trainings for the network marketing profession or entrepreneurs in their organizations. If you can put 25 people onto a Zoom, I'd be happy to oblige. So let's get into today's show. We talked about in part one of the biggest mistakes that a micro celebrity, a new building up brand builder will make, a blunder, is really not creating content, but just being a passive consumer, like sitting down, getting in the scroll hole and not actually putting themselves out there, getting in front of the camera, getting in front of the microphone and becoming a thought leader in their space. The second biggest blunder was not niching down or really picking a theme or really a genre of content, like speaking to your perfect prospect. And the third biggest blunder, and this is a very short episode, but I want to get to it, is not investing in your brand. And I find it really interesting that I see this not so much in traditional business. Like, I think in traditional business, for most part, like I have a lot of friends that are business owners and entrepreneurs, like it is very expected. Like there's an expectation, like I've got to invest in some coaching. I got to have a business coach. I got to have the right software. I need to have a business card made, a logo generated, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they end up hiring, they hire help, they have assistants, they have customer service reps. And for when you think about the expenses or quote unquote investments for a micro celebrity brand, the first thing would be knowledge. You got to think how to do it. Like you got to figure that out. Like how do I master Facebook? How do I learn Instagram? How do I dominate LinkedIn or TikTok? You got to invest in the coaching. Now I have good news that if you are short on cash and high and rich on time, if you don't have a lot of money, but you have a lot of time, there is so much wonderful free training on YouTube. You can learn anything. You could probably learn how to build a log cabin on YouTube. I guarantee it. There's somebody out there that has showed you how to build a deck or how to remodel a home. I'm using these very like tactical examples, right? How to cut hair, how to bleach hair, how to cook your favorite recipe or be the next Gordon Ramsay. You can learn it all on YouTube and on blogs. And so there's a lot of free training out there, but not investing. And meaning like investing in like the most cutting edge. Like there's going to be some basic free training. Like you can learn how to use an app. You can learn how to edit photos or, you know, download Canva or your favorite image editing software or, you know, that's all there. But I mean, actually getting a course and becoming an expert at that one platform. And I think that it's like, it's really interesting. Like, well, I'll invest the money when I make the money. I'm like, no. You have to sometimes spend money in order to make money. Now, a mistake in investing and a mistake in like putting money back into your business is buying the course and not attending the classes, not getting on the Zooms, not watching the Facebook Lives, not, you know, being a part of the Q&A, not, you know, actually taking notes, right? That's the first thing. I can't believe, being somebody who's created numerous info products, I've done coaching, one-on-one and group, released numerous best-selling masterclasses and ebooks, etc. How many people would buy a course and then never consume it? Like never open it up? Like, I don't think I've ever done that ever. I think maybe there's been several I've never finished, but like I have gone through every single course, even books that I buy. Like I'll read the first few chapters. If I'm not feeling it, sometimes I do put it down. If it's not relevant to me, or if I don't agree with the author, or you know, it's not aligned with my beliefs, I'll put it down. But you got to invest in what it is that you want to learn. Now, you don't want to go too wide in the technology into the platforms. That's a whole nother blunder. There's a time, there's a pacing and a cadence for going wide, but to not invest. Now, one of the best things that you can do is actually to hire a coach. You need to get in front of somebody who is doing it, ideally has moral authority. They're doing it right now. Like, don't hire a network marketing coach that built it 10 years ago. They don't know. It is different, guys. It is different building it in 2011 than it is in 2021. It is. Even in network marketing. In 2011, in my previous company, in a weight loss company, we had a status update. In fact, this status update was on our Getting Started training. And any distributor could put this status update as their Facebook status, and they would have 20, 30, 40 leads. That same status update today would get crickets. It just wouldn't. The consumer, the audience, the people on social media, they're more savvy because there's a lot more distractions. There's a lot more inundation there. There's a lot more pitches in marketing. This is why it's imperative to create a micro celebrity brand, to get your raving fans so you stand out. But you got to invest. So you hire a coach. You hire somebody who's done what you want to do, is doing it ideally right now, has some authority there, has created some predictable results in their students, and you learn from them. You trade your money for their expertise. That's what it is. Now you can go in and guys, it's going to shorten your learning curve. Now I could go, I just recently had with Coach Fryer, you guys had heard him, Brian Fryer, on episode 42. Go check that out. We talked all about God and social media and being a Christian online and all that sort of stuff and the wonderful tips that he has. Well, he just recently started crushing it on TikTok. So first thing he does, he launches a TikTok course and I bought it and I attended it. It was an all-day summit. Why? Because I needed to learn. And it's cool too, because I learned trends that also have to do with Instagram Reels. So that was kind of, I got 2-for-1 deal on some of that stuff. But if you want to learn Instagram, what coach are you hiring? What masterclass are you in? Right now I'm in Shalene Johnson's and Brock Johnson, her son's, Insta Club Hub. So I'm getting like the newest, latest, greatest Instagram training. Guys, I went from reaching 50,000, 60,000 accounts a month to now 1 million accounts a month 4 months later on Instagram. Why? Because I'm investing in my coaching. I'm following what these coaches and experts are doing. You want to also invest in other things like good graphics, great photos. You know, I just saw on a mentoring call with Eric Worre. Eric Worre is the founder of GoPro, Network Marketing Pro, and him and his wife Marina run a very much a legacy business for network marketers. And he teaches the entire profession how to become a professional, no pun intended. And I'm part of Eric's mastermind. So every Wednesday, he has about 106 and 7 figure earners on there, and we mastermind the latest and greatest high level strategies. So today was actually all about branding, and it works perfectly kind of finishing out this podcast series. And he said, listen, you guys should be spending 5% of your income on your branding. Like every few months, getting new photos done, hiring a photographer. Now, if you, again, you don't have a lot of money, you're not super profitable in your business right now, you don't need fancy photos. Get an iPhone, get a tripod, grab a friend, go out to the coolest areas of your town. I know here, I just moved to Minneapolis recently, got married, moved to Minneapolis. And I know that there are some phenomenal photo shoot areas that I'm going to probably hire a lifestyle photographer. I don't think I'm going to ask Tony. That'd be a little weird. Maybe Tony can take some photos of me. But like hire a lifestyle photographer and go out there. But if you're short on money, then just grab your mom, grab your best friend, grab one of your teamies and do it all together. take a bunch of shots, learn how to use filters, download Adobe Lightroom, watch a tutorial on YouTube so that you can mock up the photos to make them crisp and saturated and have high contrast and really aesthetically pleasing. You got to invest in your brand. You know, I got a logo on Fiverr.com. Yes, my Soul CEO logo. I spent like $25 for. And I hired like 4 artists to do them. So I spent like 100 total. But the one that I picked was only 25 bucks. And I love the logo. I've had it now for like 3+ years. I love it. You got to invest in that. Not saying that you need a logo, but you need to look professional. You need to look sharp. You might need to invest in equipment. Do you have a ring light if you're doing live videos? Do you have a tripod? The amount of people that I see that are doing live video and their phones all dancing around and their audio sucks and their lighting is terrible. It looks like they're like Blair Witch Project. You guys, stop the madness. Invest in a tripod. Invest in I think they call it a gizmo or osmo or whatever. Like you can walk and hold your phone without it being like completely shaky and moving around. Get good lighting. Get a setup. You don't need a ton, right? Like you just need enough to get started. Some good photos, some education. You might, if you're starting to make more money, to invest in a virtual assistant. I have a part-time, full-time assistant. So every week's a little bit different. She's like my side chick. I just freaking love Angie. Love her to pieces. Angie, if you're listening, I just love you. You're so helpful. You're the best person. You're an angel. I love you. I have my assistant. She does everything from like getting my car detailed to watching my dogs to sending out all my samples and trial packs for my products. All love it. But then I just hired another, and I have a web developer, and I just hired a virtual assistant that is going to do more of my content distribution. So helping taking these podcasts and putting them on YouTube and putting them on websites and all that sort of stuff. Helping move them to closed captions and transcriptions so that the deaf can actually get this training, which has been a request I've gotten from about 6 or 7 of you guys. Like, hey, I have a teamie that love this. Do you have these in closed caption or transcriptions? They're coming, guys. They're coming. So you got to invest sometimes to reach more people, to look the part, to gain the knowledge, the wisdom, the skill set. I hope this, guys, blesses you today. Remember, investments can also be a tax write-off. But make sure that when you invest in the training, that you do something with it, right? Don't just buy the course and not take action. Don't just get the photos and let them sit in a folder somewhere. Guys, go put yourself out there. Go take imperfect action. And you won't be making these blunders anymore. Okay, I love you guys. We got more podcasts about ready to hit. We're back in Minnesota and back into our daily grind. It feels so good to be home. I loved Arizona for 7 weeks, but it feels so great to be back in Siberia. So love you guys. Appreciate you. And may God bless you this week.